AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. An early intelligence assessment suggests U.S. strikes only set back Iran's nuclear program by months. Ed Donahue has details.
Sources tell the AP the report is from the Defense Intelligence Agency and says the attacks on the three nuclear sites did significant damage in Iran, but they were not completely destroyed. It contradicts what President Trump has been saying.
Iran's key nuclear enrichment facilities have been completely and totally obliterated.
The White House strongly pushed back on the assessment, calling it flat out wrong and an attempt to demean President Trump and discredit the brave fighter pilots who conducted the mission. One of the sources says at the deeply buried Fordo uranium enrichment plant, the entrance collapsed, infrastructure was damaged, so that it will take time to fix, but the underground infrastructure was not destroyed. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The ceasefire between Israel and Iran appears to be holding, but President Trump vented frustration with Israel's initial response.
As soon as we made the deal, they came out and they dropped a load of bombs, the likes of which I've never seen before. The biggest load that we've seen. I'm not happy with Israel.
A senior White House official tells AP Trump phoned Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday and told him not to expect any further U.S. military action. President Trump's now at a summit in the Netherlands, where NATO allies are expected to set a goal of spending 5% of GDP on security. And forecasters say Tuesday was likely the worst of it, but a heat dome sent temperatures in the eastern half of the nation into triple digits. Bryce Williams at the National Weather Service says there's often little relief at night.
The low temperatures are sometimes in the upper 70s, 80s, upper 80s, and that doesn't provide enough relief in the overnight hours. So we're already starting the next day hotter than we normally would be. So these heat domes can persist for days and even, you know, a week or more. And they don't allow clouds to form because of the sinking air, which would at least provide a little bit of relief.
This is AP News. A rather raucous celebration of St. John the Baptist.
In Porto, Portugal, the festival is typically celebrated with the tradition of hitting people on the head playfully with a plastic hammer. Tourists hail me Tortaia.
I mean, at first I got so frightened when someone hit me, and I'm more introverted person, so for me it's difficult to start hitting people, but it has been so much fun because I think it kind of unites people when they are like hitting strangers.
Another tourist, Vasisht from India, called the hammering relaxing.
Because in the household, you know, you get big hammers, but here you are getting soft hammers.
An older ritual in Portugal's second biggest city involved buying leek flowers, believed to bring good fortune, and inviting strangers to sniff the plant. But plastic hammers replaced the leek as a symbol of the city's vibrant summer solstice celebration in the 1960s. I'm Haya Panjwani.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.